It's lit. Let's go. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and this is where we talk about anything and everything to do with archery in the state of Georgia and Georgia archers wherever they may shoot. And my handy-dandy, not-so-dusty sidekick, Robbie Surface. What's up, Robbie?
What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. We're just doing our thing.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, I'm just proud that we're still doing it. You know, we've stuck to this.
Yep, we've done pretty good this year.
Yep, so far so good. It's going to get busy. I know it's going to get crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get to a point here in a couple of months where doing this is going to get a little harder.
Yes, sir. It'll be, well, we may just be doing it in the middle of the night or early in the morning, or you have it on your bench and I have it on mine. We'll be getting to work. So, how was your weekend?
Dude, it was good. We had a really good weekend. Had the month and just hung out.
That's good.
Worked in a garden. Realized I'm not.
You're a farmer.
Know, yeah, I'm a farmer, but I'm not 20 anymore, you know. did not realize how sore that I was, that I would wake up after doing all that. But it's all done now, you know. The most of the hard stuff's done. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm thankful for that.
That's a good thing that it's, you know, that most of it's done. I cleaned out some more lanes, worked on, some more, you know, trying to get that spot, cleaned up so I can put some targets in it. Hopefully I'll find some
there at your my property. House where the house is going.
Yeah. So I can have a little place to, you know, do some practicing and, you know, but yeah, we had a good time, you know, just relaxed and a little bit. You know, it's just the calm before the storm is what I feel like. You know.
That's right. Taking the time that we got now to relax, like you say, and just prepare as much as we can for what's to come.
For sure.
Because we know it's coming.
That's right. But this past weekend, there was looked like, you know, some rain came through, and then it was some decent weather, you know. The Arizona Cup. The USAT was the number one USAT of the year was this past, and they had 11 shooters from Georgia shooting that event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about that they had already done the Olympic trials, and
right.
And Alex was in there. Well, he made the cut. He's in the top eight, so he's
Alex. Like we've said before, yeah. You know, that boy knows how to shoot that thing with no training wheels.
That's right. He knows that stick and string real well, so I hope he can keep going. So, you know, wishing the best of luck. I guess Gator Cup's the next part or something, and then they'll go from there. But on Saturday, Coastal Empire Archers down there in Richmond Hill, they had about 20 archers shoot that event.
Yep.
And then,
Rocky, I didn't know if you wanted me to take it or not, but old Rocky Branch had 33.
Yeah, Rocky Branch had 33 shooters. And the S3DA Regional, which they're doing them back-to-back-to-back lately. So, cross-driven archery, although they had 100-plus shooters.
Man, it's absolutely
amazing.
Phenomenal.
That's right. And then,
and those 100 shooters, you know, we need to point out for those that don't know.
They're all kids.
They're all kids.
Yep.
That's what's so awesome about it.
Kids.
100-plus kids shooting archery.
Yeah.
3D archery.
3D. That's right.
At one time. Mm-hmm. On a local level.
Yep. And now they had a good turnout, but the weather was nice. That's what everybody said. So, and some good shooting going on there. And then on Sunday, Ogeechee Bowman had their 3D shoot, and they had 29 shooters. So it seemed like a little weak, you know, from what we've been saying, 30 and 40 and 50 and 60. And,
yeah.
You know, but it happens.
Yeah, well,
it's spring break.
It's warming up. It's springtime. It's spring break. A lot of traveling. Yeah.
People are traveling. Yep, people everywhere. So, but, yeah, not too bad. Let's see. I'm trying to roll. Got a multitask.
There's going
to
be some shooting going on this weekend, too, from what I understand.
Yes, there is. So the Breaking the Barriers, the NFAA is having their the Breaking the Barriers One Era Marked National Championship and National Team Championship in Fresno, California.
Over on the left coast.
Yes, sir. And they have some funny looking targets.
That they do.
There's no doubt in my mind. Some of those targets are so different. So it's pretty cool, you know.
I'd be lost.
Yeah. Just shoot in the middle and be done with it, right?
Right.
So you'll see some of the pros and some of the posts around that are people shooting that event. So, and on Saturday there seems like it's a pretty good round of folks. Fort Valley Gun Club's having their shoot this weekend.
Yeah, here on the local, yep, level.
And then
Little Archery Club.
Yep. Hold on, something ain't acting stupid all of a sudden.
Uh-oh. We got some gigawatt issues going on.
It just fixed. I think I fixed it though. All right, maybe I fixed it.
Okay. Well,
let's see. Gainesville Archery Club.
There. That Baker may shoot.
Yep. All right, this should help. Is it better? Are we back?
Yeah, you there? I'm here.
Okay. It had a little garbly there for a minute, and I wanted to make sure it was good. The Baker shoot was moved from last weekend, because we talked about it, to this weekend. So, they moved the shoot. So that's at Gainesville Archery. It's the Baker shoot, which they got some big money players in that game. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then Outback.
Outback
Archery is having in range, is having a shoot on Saturday. So.
And then old River Bottom is also shooting this weekend.
Yep, they're going to shoot Saturday and
RBO.
Sunday. Yep, they're shooting Saturday and Sunday. And the S3DA. Regional.
12 Ring Archery Club and BAM Archery.
Yep.
Somebody is. One of us is having some gigawatt issues.
I know it's all. It just goes and comes. I don't know why my gigawatts is acting up, but
technology.
Always something. But at least we know. Yeah, 12 Ring Archery and BAM Archery is having the regional for the S3DA Saturday. So that's your club, and then Lynn's club are joining team hosting that event. So.
That is correct.
Then on Saturday, Ogeechee Bow is having their Safari Trail shoot. That's an interesting.
That's one of your favorite shoots, is it not?
Yes, this is a very interesting event. It's a mini ready. And they shoot paper and 3D targets with dots on them. So, I'm not going to make that one. And then on Sunday. Something like that. There it is. Kennesaw Archery Club is shooting on Sunday. Rocky Creek Archery Club. And RBO is doing their thing again Sunday. So there's three on Sunday. Is that better? Uh-oh. We lost him.
Yep. Blake shoot on Saturday, I think he said. They're shooting 2 days. I forget exactly where Mr. Allen said they were going.
When is that?
This weekend. I'm pretty sure he said that.
No,
it may be next weekend.
Next weekend.
20th. It's next weekend. Yep. It is next weekend.
Yep. So, yeah, Blake's got his listed for next weekend.
So. R&D. Yeah, yep. That's right. That's right.
But
there's still a lot of shooting going on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, plenty of shooting going on and man, this thing is acting up.
He back.
Yep. But it's probably because of some internet working. The wind's blowing real bad, so.
Yeah, and it rained here last night. My nephew up the road, they got almost 5 inches. Half mile from the house.
Yeah. So, that's a lot. Y'all,
a lot.
You need that airboat.
Yeah, that's no joke. We've had, I know in the last 6 weeks or so, we've had close to 10 inches of rain.
Yep. Well, last night we were going to do this, but the rain is so hard, and you had to.
Yeah, you could. You would have not been able to do anything in the house. We couldn't in my house with the aluminum or the tin roof.
Tin roof, your metal roof. You sound like everything and anything. It sounded like the storm was right there with you.
It was for a while.
So, but I'm glad you made it safe and you got out this morning and got to work. So, and the road is, you know,
it's passable now.
You know, that's a good thing that it dries out enough to get passable. So.
Yeah, which I have to, like, when it's like that, I have to run it in four-wheel drive from the driveway to the paved road, which is about a mile.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, at least you can get in and out, and you got four-wheel drive to do it. So.
Okay, it certainly could be worse.
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, we like to be able to be in the woods, right? So you don't got to worry about nobody.
Yes, it is so nice.
Well, man, we got this thing fast, son.
Yeah. Well, it is almost 10 o'clock.
I know. Well, don't tell everybody when we do this now because, you know.
Well, it's better not doing it at all.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's the thing about it. We may not be we didn't have a whole bunch of extra to talk about because there wasn't no big shoots and a bug. You know, we always talk about all the 50 archers that made, you know, the top 10. I mean, things like that we just hadn't talked about. We ain't had no rabbit holes to go down. And, you know, we are – Bottomlands has made it to almost every brand. That's all I can say.
And it's coming on some more from what I understand.
That's what I've been told.
So,
yeah, I mean, that is a – resurgence in a pattern that is unreal.
It is so funny how, you know, 25 years ago that's all we had, and then stick and leaf camos come out and
it's
you know, we can blend now, we look like the trees and the leaves, and
now what are we going back to
the OGs.
100%. Well, I saw a little picture about your aero builds. Have you narrowed it down, or are you just going to bring them all?
Well, I'm bringing all of them. I'm just playing with a couple of, you know, I'm playing with a dozen victories. I got, of course, the Rampages that I've shot for so long. And then the new G5 arrow. I'm going to shoot some of them. And like I said on Facebook, dude, that bow will shoot anything that I throw at it. It doesn't matter what spine, but couple of different spines, couple of different tip weights, couple of different overall finished weight. It shoots all of them.
And, yep, that's a good thing. As long as you stay in the parameter that you need to stay in, you know what I mean? Not too light, not too heavy, you know what I mean? Because some of those, if you shoot barbed wire, I mean, you can shoot a steel pole out of some of them, but it doesn't mean it's going to be accurate, you know?
That's right. And I hadn't been able to shoot a whole bunch, but what little bit I have, I mean, it's shooting as good as I can shoot it. So I'm really looking forward to getting to the TAC event. And
well, honestly, I haven't played with a bunch of arrows, but I played with a good. I figured out my best hunting arrow, and it's a middle of the road arrow. You know, it's the Easton Axis 4mm with the 50 grain insert on the half out on the front and 100 grains, 4 fletch back TAC vanes. And it just shoots. It shot so good out of my hunting bow that's actually all I'm doing is fletching more of those arrows. Exactly the same.
Well, I mean, and you know, I hunted with the Mark 203s this past year. I'll probably shoot them this year or the new Stax arrows. I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to TAC and playing with these arrows because it gives me an opportunity to
just test things.
Test some things, you know, shoot some longer yardages that I would –
oh,
you know,
for sure.
No. Not normally do here at the house. And it gives me a reason to get out and shoot some arrows at some yardages that I just hadn't done in, you know, the last couple of years and do some playing. Because it's tough when you're in the shop by yourself and, you know, the 350 spine fits this, let's roll with it. The 400 spine fits this, let's roll with it. This fits your budget, let's roll with it.
I understand that completely.
This has given me some...
some playtime.
Some playtime and a reason to play, if you will.
Yeah. I will say that I did shoot a Lift 33 80-pound yesterday.
Your shoulders feel okay?
Yes, it is. I honestly would say I was pleasantly surprised. Yes, I snapped, crackled, and popped on the first draw, but that was not, that would have happened if I, it was just the first draw of the day, you know?
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. But
I bet it was screaming.
314.
With what grain arrow?
I didn't weigh the arrow, but it was TKO, VAP TKO.
Mm-hmm.
With the 75 grain front insert, 300 spine.
So 475-ish.
Yeah, and it was, well, it was also a 31 and a half inch draw length.
Ho, 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 ho.
So.
Jeff Banks?
No. Another gentleman who just bought his bow, and when he bought it, we didn't have 80-pound mods. We gave him the 70s, and he wanted 80s, and I'm like, well, why do you want 80s? And he said, because I can, and I'm like, well, that's a good enough reason for me. We'll get him in.
Yep.
And we got him in, and he's shooting, and he honestly said, it was funny, because he said, it's actually, he said, I think it's shooting better now than it did with the 70s.
Hmm.
And I was like, hey, you know, because he broke two knocks in the, at 20 yards with it after he come in and said, well, let me shoot it a little bit, see how far my sight's going to be off. It was hitting off, but they were stacking together, you know. So
yeah, well, that's a quick fix.
Oh yeah, it was a quick fix. And he was happy. He called me and you know, was very happy with it. So I'm, you know, we're pleased and going about it. That bottom lands on the Matthews bow has been the hottest ticket around.
Oh yeah.
And every time one comes in, one goes out.
Yes, sir.
And you know, the. We've sold a lot more prime bows than we have sold, you know, in a while, just because it's a good shooting bow, you know.
Yeah, the RVX.
It's smooth. It's, you know, I had a guy in there the other day. He's like, well, which bow would you buy? I said, it's not about what I'd buy. I said, I just want you to shoot them all and you try. And he's like, well, and he's like, I don't like this. I don't like that. I like this. And he was down to the RevX and the
RVX.
The RVX and the I think he had the Omnia. He liked it too, so the Elite Omnia. And I was like, hey, you know, whatever, doesn't matter to me. They both shoot good. They're both. You can't go wrong with a bow at the top of the line right now.
No, you can't. And you know, I get asked all the time. So which one would you buy? Well, really, it ain't my money.
That's right.
You buy the one that feels the best in your hand.
100%.
And. Because, you know, I tell them all the time, I want you happy when you're here, but I want you
happy
to smile, to know when you got to come back, we need to do this, or you want to buy that.
100%.
I mean, I don't want you to dread the thought of having to come in.
Yeah, you don't want that buyer's remorse, you know.
No.
Just because, you know, somebody told me, you told me that this is the bow, and I shot my friend's whatever bow, ABC bow, and it was better. And I'm like, You know, so that's why, hey, you're going to shoot them all? And you decide.
Yep.
And then you know, if you get down to one or two, I'll tell you the plus and minuses I think about each one and still let you have a, you know, educated.
And I don't even mention that unless someone asks
that's
me.
That's what I'm talking about. It's going to have to be one of them.
Because it's my opinion. Yeah. It doesn't mean that that's going to be your opinion. Oh, so sure. I don't voice my opinion unless they ask for
There's
it.
No reason to.
Nope.
The right bow will find you. There's no doubt in my mind. So.
And like you say, you can't go wrong with any of the bows at the top of, you know, the top five, six bow lines.
Oh,
I mean,
for sure.
You cannot go wrong.
Nope.
And they're all fairly easy to tune nowadays.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty much set the center shot and a couple shots through paper, and you're pretty much done on a regular basis.
On most all of them. That's a fact. So, yeah, well, you know, we went into the talking, and we got about 20 minutes into it, so that's about where we've been running most of the time. We had a little connection issue for a minute, but – hey, buddy, I appreciate everything you do.
Likewise. I'm glad to do it, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And yep. I appreciate the opportunity from you.
If you didn't hear anything that about your club on the podcast or watched us on the video, you can always send us an email or a message. You can email us at
GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
That's right. You can message us on
the Facebooks.
That's right.
The Tweeters. That's
right.
The X. I don't even know if you can email or message someone on X, but
Instagram.
I know you got the Grams and you got the
Snappy Chats
and the TikTok. So
and the TikToks.
I mean, You can find Georgia Archery on just about any platform and every platform that is a platform.
We're trying our best to be that way. And you can hear us on the audio podcast on almost any podcast app out there. So, and if you don't see us on there, message us and we'll try to get it listed. So,
and take a second and go to the GeorgiaArchery.com website and go to the calendar and pull up all the local shoots and find one that's in your area. If you've never done it, there's always going to be someone there that's willing to help. If you got any questions, they're gonna answer them in the best way that they can answer them.
100%.
The Georgia Archery website is an extremely good tool.
Yep.
And John takes a lot of time and spends a lot of time putting all those dates on the calendar and the photos from shoots and whatnot. It is a very, very good tool. And I hope that each and every one of y'all listening to this will utilize it because it's there for you. For you to utilize.
That's right. That's what it's there for. And like I said, we just want to keep building it. So the more information you give us, the more information we can share with everybody else.
That's right.
Well, I think that's going to do it for today.
Yeah, man. It's a little after 10.
That's right.
Mama's upstairs in the bed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go crawl in the bed and snuggle with Mama.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.